Welcome back to Money News right around the country. I'll tell you, we have told you time and time again about the fundamental problem of employers in this country underpaying people who are highly vulnerable. These could be migrant workers, these could be inexperienced workers, and in many cases, these ideas and these, you know, areas just keep cropping up. We've heard it from agriculture, we've heard it from the convenience industry. And at some point, you know, businesses have just got to get it through their heads that they have to do the right thing. And they're slowly being weeded out. Well, the latest one has come out. The Fair Work Ombudsman has said that Pizza Hut delivery drivers, again, highly vulnerable people, have basically been underpaid. And the majority of the chain's outlets failed to comply with workplace laws. Now, there were 34 franchisees audited by the Fair Work Ombudsman, and 24 were found to have breached workplace laws. Only two were meeting all of their legal obligations to delivery staff. It's just incredible. It just goes on and on. And it's got to stop. It really does. Let's go to the Fair Work Ombudsman, Natalie James, now, who's on the line. Many thanks for your time, Natalie.
Good to join you, Ross.
Look, it's just frustrating in some ways because, sure, we understand the pressures of wages and all that type of thing in our community and for business right now. The problem is if one company does the right thing and another company does the wrong thing and underpays, that actually the company that's doing the right thing ends up at a competitive disadvantage. And that can't be fair.
That's absolutely right. And even in this example of Pizza Hut, we know that some of the outlets were behaving the way they were because they were asking around, they were asking for going rates, and they felt that they couldn't compete unless they were similarly engaging these workers as independent contractors, only getting $5.70 a delivery, for example, as opposed to employees covered by an award, entitled to minimum wages, the way it's meant to be.
But doesn't that go all the way back to the original 7-Eleven scandal, where in that situation, it was a franchisee who bought into that franchise, suddenly realised that the books weren't balancing, went back to the previous owner and said, what's going on? And they said, there's a trick. This is what you've got to do with your wages. This is how you've got to treat your employees. This is what you've got to pay them to make certain you can actually reach the numbers that we were reaching with. Well, in other words, it was almost passed on from one franchisee, one owner to another. And it seems as though the same thing's been happening in this situation.
Well, certainly what the Pizza Hut example has in common with the 7-Eleven example is we have a large network of outlets, in this case over 200 Pizza Hut stores, and we have a pattern, and that is very concerning. This pattern of 92% of the franchisees that we audited not being compliant with workplace laws suggests that Pizza Hut does have a bigger problem on its hands. Whether it was as deliberate and systematic or as entrenched as 7-Eleven is not clear to us yet. Certainly what we found were some outlets, some businesses that weren't particularly sophisticated, and what we found was Pizza Hut was not giving good, clear advice, was not following through on that advice, and was not checking that the outlets understood and applied the wages that were meant to be paid to its workers.
But in this particular case, even I could work out if a person was being paid $5.70 an hour, which some of these delivery drivers were being paid, that quite clearly was way under any sort of minimum pay rate in this country.
Well, that is right, that paying, they were actually being paid per delivery, and that is not okay for someone who's an employee. And what they had done in this case is the franchisees had engaged these people as independent contractors. Now, we said, these people are not independent contractors. They're working full-time for you. They are employees and they're entitled to award rates. And so there may have been misunderstandings there that you could do that if these people were classified as contractors, but that is not what we say is legitimate or lawful. And in fact, three of the Pizza Hut franchisees that were doing that have entered into enforceable undertakings with us. They've admitted that they were breaking the law and they've made good.
Okay, so the Pizza Pan Group, that is the master franchisee of the Pizza Hut in Australia, since September last year, and it's come in, has basically said it takes its responsibilities as the new franchisor and employer very seriously. It says one of the franchisees that's noted here, Amaro Holdings, is no longer a franchisee, and Pizza Hut's taken over the management of the store. So they're going to engage some other organisation to come in, a third-party payroll provider, to try and keep an eye on this. But the fact is, they're new owners and all that type of thing of Pizza Hut, but it still makes it very difficult because what we know, Natalie, from seeing the 7-Eleven situation, situation from seeing other convenience store operators, particularly in the fuel area, petrol stations. We see it in the farming industry. We see it in restaurants, fast food chains. I mean, it seems as though there's just been something endemic in our society where some have believed that they can get away with paying less than what they need to.
Well, certainly we have been talking with Pizza Hut's new owners about the fact that they need to step up and take some action. If they can make sure that I can order a mega meat lover's pizza with smoky barbecue drizzle down here in Melbourne and it arrives at my door and looks exactly the same and tastes the same as the one you order up in Sydney, Ross, then they can really make sure that the wages that are being paid are correct and that people are being engaged as employees when that's what should happen. And so Pizza Hut and its owners have a role to play here. And we've had some productive discussions with them and we hope that they will enter into a compliance partnership with us in the same way 7-Eleven has done, to step up and take responsibility and put systems in place to make sure this isn't happening. And we certainly look to major brands, profitable and established companies to step up and take responsibility for workers in their supply chains and networks.
Okay, take me to the broader area, Natalie, and that is in the overall community. You're watching this and the Fair Work Commission is also keeping a close eye on it. I mean, it is down to these companies themselves. Doesn't matter what industry they're in. Agriculture, we know that the politicians are watching that area very closely. It's a situation where organisations and individuals have just got to make certain they're paying the right wages.
Well, that's absolutely right. And particularly when we're talking about young workers, a third of the 170 workers we dealt with in this activity were under the age of 24. A quarter of everyone who comes to the Fair Work Ombudsman for help is under the age of 25. And we know young workers are particularly vulnerable to exploitation, more likely to put up with these sorts of conditions because they want to hang on to that very first job, that opportunity early in their career. And so we really do call on employers and businesses to take particular care with those groups. And to come to the Fair Work Ombudsman's website at fairwork.gov.au, check the conditions there. We have great information, pay calculators and the like, up on that website. And there's really no excuse in this day and age. You can check the pay rates and you should be applying them.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Natalie James is the Fair Work Ombudsman, and that's important. I mean, you know, fair's fair in this world. And I mean, I'm all on the side of business almost at every turn. But, you know, business has also got to do the right thing, especially for those people who are highly vulnerable. And that's the reason why the work that Natalie James does is so important. And Natalie, we appreciate your time here on the program tonight.
Thank you very much for having me, Ross.
Yeah, Natalie James there. Just one last thing before I go on that subject. I just wonder what role Pizza Wars played in all of this. Remember, there was the Pizza Wars between Domino's Pizza and Pizza Hut, where they brought down the price of pizza so dramatically to try and win market share off each other. And ultimately, Domino's won the Pizza Wars. Now, you've seen, obviously, a new owner of Pizza Hut come in overall. But the fact was, as you're driving down the price of those pizzas, and those franchisees had to basically cop those cheaper prices and try and find out ways to be more efficient, I just wonder whether that's where they started to take some shortcuts with their payrolls as well. We got more money news coming up.